St. Albert employers will have to wait for the next round of applications for the Jobs Now program if they want government support to hire new employees. On July 23, the province announced applications for the program would close early due to significant demand, but applications for the second intake will open on September 16 and close on December 31. As our economy continues to reopen, we must ensure that all Alberta employers have the opportunity to hire and train the workers they need for their businesses to succeed now and in the future. The incredible uptake shows how this investment is helping Albertans get back to work sooner in jobs that will support businesses and strengthen Alberta's long-term economic recovery, said Jason Copping, Minister of Labour and Immigration. The program launched on May 20 and was originally slated to run until August 31. Around 2,700 applications have already been approved, with about 14,000 people employed through the program. There has been close to $182 million in applications so far. The highest demand for the program has been in science and technology, construction, and the service industry sectors. Altogether, $370 million over the course of 2 years will be spent on the program, with $185 million from the Workforce Development Agreement through the Government of Canada, and $185 million from the province. Through the program, employers can apply for a grant that covers 25% of a new employee's salary for a 52-week period up to a maximum of $25,000, or the grant can be used to cover training costs. If a new employee has a disability, an employer can apply for a grant that will cover 37.5% of the employee's wage, up to $37,500. Employers can choose one of two ways to receive the payment. They can either get 100% of the grant money after the new employee has been working for 52 weeks, or, they can get half the grant money after the new employee has been working for 3 months and the other half of the grant money after the 52-week period. Applications are first come, first served. Employers interested in the program can find guidelines for the next intake on the Government of Alberta's website. A third intake date is yet to be announced.